يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. شكرا أستاذ شيخ باقر شري لكلمة طيبة جدا. I was talking about the last couple of nights as we are approaching the end of this holy month of Ramadan of Al-Imam Al-Mahdi alayhi salam, and briefly I mentioned that intidhar or the philosophy of expectation is part of all religious traditions, and even the communities of non-religious, they are expecting some change. If they are futurists, if they look forwards, if they think about tomorrow, about future. And this philosophy of intidhar can be interpreted in two ways. One is passive way, that means just wait, wait. Don't do anything, just wait. Imam is going to come and fix everything, just wait. This is the passive approach to this doctrine of Mahdawiyya. Another interpretation of intidhar, which we believe in, is the positive one. Expectation means like a soldier. How if you are a soldier and part of an army, and every minute you are waiting for the commander to issue an order to start the operation. You are waiting, but not in a way of waiting that let's just get relaxed and have some drug and drink something, and it doesn't work that way. When the trumpet is blown and revolution starts, things start changing. And people who are waiting for that trumpet to be blown are the people with vision, and they are ready, they are responsible. They are expecting something to happen. They are faithful, they are committed. They feel an obligation. So they are not going to be passive and take it easy. And some of them even say, well, since the Imam al-Hujjah will appear when the whole world is full of corruption and mischief and injustice and suffering, then let us just improve. Let us have more mischief, more corruption, more oppression in the world, then Imam is going to come even sooner. That is not what we expect from the concept of Mahdawiyya. We are very certain that injustice won't stay forever, and we are very, very clear, al-Imanu bil-Ghayb, that he is coming for sure. Alaykum salam. We are at the stage that the Quran taught us, علم اليقين وحق اليقين وعين اليقين. We are متيقن, we are certain. When you are certain about something, you don't have doubt. You don't say, لا أدري, ما أدري, right? I don't know. Well, if you don't know something, you should say, I don't know. But when we know it, we can't say, I don't know anymore. We know for sure. Because this is something in the Quran, this is something in the Hadith, And we know even very details of physical characteristics of Al-Imam al-Mahdi, how he looks like. The color, the eyes, the nose, the ears, the shoulders, the hair, everything. In addition to his family background that last night I explained that he is coming from a family of Eastern father and Western mother, it is another God's miracle that would work one day, since he is going to be a universal leader. Everybody would feel that connection. Even the Westerner would say, well, we are relatives to Imam al-Mahdi. His mom comes from our community. Then really this certainty is clear in our traditions and expectation for that moment bring responsibility that we have to make ourselves ready and improve this preparation in our world, that the whole world would be ready for the Savior when He comes. People don't doubt, they are not confused, they are ready for that. Say, didn't I tell you? That's it. Of course, if you are approaching the secular philosophies and liberal philosophies, you think, why you are even waiting for Al-Imam al-Mahdi? Everything is okay. Are you looking that Imam come and brings in heaven? Look, United States is already, we have a heaven. Why we are expecting? They think that what is going on, the establishment and prosperity in this country, is the final thing. That is what humanity was expecting, and now everything is fine. Well, number one, not everything is fine, even in this country. Still there are people that they are hungry, millions of them. Millions of people are really have problem for their daily food. And they live in a superpower, a great country. And if you look at the whole world, you don't see a heaven. When there is no one person hungry in the world, then we can say everything is fine. But look at these Africans, their children, their bones coming out of their skin. You look at their face, the poverty, the AIDS, sickness, pollution, corruption, poverty, pain, and everything, deception, lying. When we are talking about Al-Imam al-Mahdi, we are talking about a time that everyone is happy, everyone is respected, everyone is safe, everyone is secure. There is no lying, there is no deception, there is no cheating in that world. There is no aggression in that world. Then al-intidhar means be waiting for something different. Means you protest to what exists. There is a difference between what is there now and what must be there, what should be there. There is difference between the present situation, the reality that exists, and the things that must exist and must be available. There's two difference. Then when somebody is muntadir, means is the person who disagree with what is there and expect for something that should be there. And people expect to be there, and they desire and deserve to be there. So those who really think about their own heaven, because they control the money of the world, they control the military, and they think that you are talking about Mahdawiyya, it's just nonsense. You are thinking that values and justice and ethical values and morality. What are you even talking about? There is no problem in this world. He said, well, there are zalimin, there are madlumin, there are oppressors, there are oppressors. It's nothing new. It's been like day number one. There are some people that always they are zalim, and there are people who are madlum. And what's wrong with that? There are people who are riding all the time, and there are people who be ridden and be used and abused. And this is totally normal. We know that there are certain groups and a minority of people in this world that they are controlling 85% of the wealth of the world. They are controlling 90% of all universities, big universities of the West. They are controlling almost 90% of the media of the world. They have the media, they have the universities, they have the military, they have money, they have power. And when you go to these people and talk about justice, they laugh at you. Justice. When you talk about honesty and truthfulness is really a laughable issue for them. And of course, even the time that Al-Imam al-Mahdi comes, or Jesus comes, these minorities still they are going to have problem with them. This is why, in our hadith and traditions, when Jesus, peace be upon him, comes, there are 70,000 of the same mentality people in Jerusalem only. They resist and they will fight Jesus. And of course, Jesus is going to break them and demolish the foundation of their deception and oppression and remove the obstacles to Jerusalem. And he would tell them that enough is enough. For centuries and centuries, people have been waiting for that day. And it's too late to talk about negotiation with these people anymore and have a dialogue and establish a conference and talking about the subjects. No. There is no time for that anymore. So really, we are not talking about the perspective of this kind of people who think, well, we are so rational. We don't believe in these values. Because their rationality, though, is the rationality of relativity. That means that there is no such a thing as right and wrong in principle. Everything is right, everything is wrong. You are talking about justice. What do you mean by justice? Because everything is relative. Everything is just depends. You know, any question you ask and the first answer is depends. Even when it comes to morality and values, there is no principles, there are no fixed principles. But we are not following this type of doctrine of doubt and confusion. We know what is right and what is wrong. And we are certain about the verses of our book, the Holy Quran, and the things that Allah told us. We don't doubt about that. There is no confusion. It's ilm al-yaqeen, it's haqq al-yaqeen, it's ayn al-yaqeen. And this is the real rationality. When we talk about the concept of Mahdawiyya, it's not imagination. This is real. And the history is telling us. And the traditions tell us, as I mentioned last night, that there will be a big revolution in people's mind and people's morality and people's intelligence. There will be a big revolution of security in the world. يَظْهَرُ لَهُ كُنُوزَ الْأَرْضِ يُسَحِلُ لَهُ كُلَّ بَعِيدٍ كُلَّ عَسِيرٍ لَا يَبْغَى خَرَابٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمَعَ بِهِ أُغُولَهُمْ وَأَحْلَامَهُمْ. All big developments in people intellect, in science, in technology. No more pollution on this earth. As the hadith said last night, Everywhere will be green out of science and technology development. That the world will be fixed, no hunger, no homelessness, and no lying, no deception. A community full of love and peace and respect and justice and responsibility and caring and kindness. And we are very sure about a hadith. Hal yaji, somebody came and asked Al-Imam al-Sadiq and he said, well, we are a big community, we love one another, so on and so forth. Imam said, هَلْ يَجِيءُ أَحَدُكُمْ كِيسَ أَخِيهِ فَيَأْخُذُ مِنْهُ حَاجَتَهِ. You are so close that if you need something, you can go to your brother and you can just, you know, take whatever you need from his pocket. He said, not that much. He said, فَإِنَّهُمْ بِدِمَائِكُمْ أَبْخَلْ. If somebody is not that much generous in money, what about other sacrifice? And the time of appearance of Al-Imam al-Mahdi, he said, is the time that people are jam'ul mal. Then he went farther. He said, "Parashat wa dhib fi makan wahid." It's so secure world that not only human beings don't attack one another and they don't hurt each other, even the animals, they live in safety and security. Then there is another hadith from Imam al-Hujjah alayhi salam himself that he said, really, if our community, they were understanding and they were totally faithful and sincere, they would not be deprived of seeing their imams and the leaders. And he said, قَدْ آذَانَ جُهَلَّاءُ الشِّيْعَ وَحُمَقَاؤُهُ وَمَنْ دِينُهُ جَنَاحُ الْبَعُوذَ. What really hurts us, Imam al-Mahdi said, are those ignorant people whose deen and faith is so light, like a ba'udha, like a mosquito's wing, is so light that we can really count on them. But when they are tired of that situation and they get frustrated and they are ready to hear that voice, Allah ya ahl al-alam qad zahara mahdi ya ali Muhammad, then that is the time. And then if you go to the system of the authority of Al-Imam al-Hujjah, that of course he will establish the authority of Allah, that there is no home in this world that doesn't say La ilaha illallah, the authority of Allah, the way that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, introduced Allah, and he gave a right address. You know, everybody based on his fitra and her fitra is looking for God. That is part of our design. But why is it that people go to superstitions and imaginations and idols because they have a wrong address? Where is God? They are confused. One of the greatest services that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, did to humanity to introduce the concept of Allah through the Quran and make this connection between man and God, then don't waste your time and don't confuse yourself like all these things that we see in different ideologies that they are looking for God. And there is some truth in what they believe, but most of it is confusion and waste of time and useless. When Al-Imam al-Mahdi comes, he introduced the same concept of Tawheed. And then humanity, based on this perfection of intellect and morality and understanding of the people and their preparation for a real human life. And he makes a covenant with his people that he gives order that you have to sign that you are not hurting anybody, you are not entering any house without legal permission and legal process. It's really when we go to the hadith related to the age of appearance, it's just an amazing that how Islam is real and visionary and doesn't leave the human beings confused. There is a future, there is a tomorrow, there is a hope, there is help. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us this grace and this guidance that we are not in darkness, that after Prophet Muhammad, he left for us the Holy Quran, he left Ahlul Bayt, he left guidance, and even at the time and the period of disappearance and long occultation of Al-Imam Al-Mahdi, he made it very clear the authority of the Nawab Al-Am, وَأَمَّا مَنْ كَانَ مِنَ الْفُقَهَا, and he explained that their Hafiz Ladina, the mujtahid that is able to protect the faith, سَائِلًا لِنَفْسِهِ, is able to protect himself, فَقِيهًا, he knows religion and knows Sharia, فَلِلْعَوَامِ مُتِيعًا لَأَمْرِ مُولَاهِ, he is really obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَلِلْعَوَامِ أَن يُقَلِّدُوهِ, then people supposed to follow him. So there is no vacuum in any time and any place that Muslim community feels confused. Inshallah, in a few more nights left from this holy month of Ramadan, we have other important issues, especially I've been asked to talk about certain family issues and things that are the issues of our community and our society, and inshallah we will address those issues. I'd like to ask you to say a Fatiha for the soul of those blessed ones, inshallah, and especially those who came to our majalis during this holy month of Ramadan, and they tabarra'u, they donated, contributed with generosity to support this house, support these services, and especially tonight we have one request from Sister Ashka, Sister Vicky, to have Surah Al-Fatiha for her parents, Edna Berry, Mike Ashkar, and her sister Yasameen, and also her brothers Maury and Raymond, ala arwahihim wa arwahil mu'mineen wal mu'minat. We recite Surah Al-Fatiha ba'da salat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Mad value.